This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's a quarter past 11. That means it's time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
The one who has me for his own is on the town and I'm alone. In his blue suit and his new tie, he slammed the door without goodbye. Tonight my eyes are jealous green, tonight I'm melancholy mean. He meets in secret rendezvous some dame to tell his troubles to. The hue. He'll promise her most anything, a sable coat, a diamond ring. She'll find him out when it's too late, and all she gets will be the gate. But while the dawn's a distant thing, in his embrace her heart will sing. Her dizzy head will spin with lies, and all too soon a woman cries. The hue. The neon lights that flash below ignite my room with double glow, and in the gloom I hear a laugh. It's coming from his photograph. I wring my hands and walk the floor and swear to even up the score. For where a kitten cried tonight, a panther waits to claw and bite. The hue. I dare not play my radio. One more complaint and out I go. I'm sick of playing solitaire. The ace of spades is everywhere. There'll be no sleep for me tonight. The sheep I count are never white. They all turn out to be jet black. And who's the leader of the pack? The hue. At dawn I know he'll stagger in, demanding coffee black as sin. And as I take it from the tin, I'll slip a little powder in. He'll look at me and start to cry and cross his heart and hope to die and mumble, I know how you feel, but I've been on a business deal. The hue. Then as the pot begins to perk, I know my plan will never work, for when he starts to drink it up, I'll grab his hand and break the cup. It's only jealousy, I know, that brought my thinking down so low. Why must I wait for him and grieve? Why don't I just pack up and leave? The hue. But now he's really on the stair, I'll try to act like I don't care. For in my heart's arithmetic, I find it takes two heels to click. We're in a web of love and hate, where it will end is up to fate. I'll let him have his little flings, I'll be the chewing gum that clings to the heel.
The Deliciously Dangerous Eartha Kitt and The Heel from a rather fine compilation called Head Over High Heels, Strong and Glamorous Women, 1927 to 1959. A piece which has the 1970s written all over it. Now it's by The Sun Also Rises, the duo of Anne and Graham Hemingway, joined by bassist John Turner.
Jones likes jasmine tea, I like jasmine when we met. A slender girl with auburn hair, who laughed along and danced along. Like steaming large jasmine used to bath with me and stroked me as I dried her legs and held me as we went to the one day at three. Mrs. Jones can paint stick up my head in all at once and laughed because the years have come.
The sound of The Sun Also Rises and a song called Tales of Jasmine and Suicide. That comes from a compilation suitably titled Ghosts from the Basement. It's a brilliant collection of songs and sounds we just shouldn't forget. And if you're around in London on the 25th of September, there's a Ghosts from the Basement Day, as well as performances from their friends on the Riff Mountain label. One of the highlights for me of this year's Nut Jazz Festival in Bergen was hearing bassist Per Zanussi's Zanussi 5, a pair joined by three fine sax players, Rolf Erik Nystrom, Jürgen Mattison and Erik Hegdahl, and Gard Nielsen on drums. Their recent CD is called Ghost Dance, and I really, really like all the tracks, so this is a very hard choice. But here goes. This one is called Aimless Day. Thank you. That's from the first album in 5 years from Sheck Low, which is due out later this summer. A taster there, a track called Wariko, following Zanussi 5 from their very fine CD called Ghost City, a track from them called Aimless Day. Fred Frith's quartet, Cosa Brava, next here on Late Junction tonight. Fred joined by Zina Parkins, Carla Kilstedt and Matthias Bossi. A quartet, he said, which grew out of his nostalgia for rock music. First of all, from them, a song called Pour Albert.
Thank you. were sitting on the 48 bus. You were wearing a blue raincoat, slightly shabby, not buckled up, bleeding a toe and scratching your head. Across from you in a charcoal grey suit, I was drinking a Coke and we smiled last Monday in the afternoon.
I'd like to see you. I'd like to see you again. I'd like to see you
such an inspired group, the French group A Douce Mémoire, with a 16th century piece based on the crucifixion story. They followed on from Fred Frith's Cosa Brava, two tracks from them, Pour Albert and The New World. Now, from the Czech Republic, this is an all-female band called Bragas. They're going to sing a traditional Bulgarian song, Dilano Mome.
Sister cast a beam. This newest moon as rock casts on the shadow. Na-na-na. Na-na-na.
what speed westward could stop her being swallowed by the hills? Which of all the fairest sounds between this rock and ours casts anything but memory?
American singer Tim Erickson recorded on his tour of the Czech Republic, following on from the Czech band Bragas and a song from them called Dilano Mome. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. The Argentinian bandoneon player Dino Saluzzi celebrates his 75th birthday with a new album. He's joined by cellist Anya Lechner and the Metropole Orchestra conducted by Jules Buckley in this track, Vals de los Dias, Waltz of the Day.
Thank you.
Susanna Sinfer and the title track from her album The Brothel. You might have recognised some trademark sounds of Morten Kvennel of In the Country and Magical Orchestra fame among the musicians there. And the album's produced by Lars Hontveit from Jager Jazzist. Before that, Dino Salusi and Vals de los Dias, Waltz of the Day, Dino celebrating his 75th birthday. Music Now recorded earlier this year at the Bhaja Gaja Festival in India. Bhaja Gaja means a celebration with music, and the festival celebrates the variety of music found in India. Guy Sraz is on guitar here, joined by Sandeep Chatterjee on Santur.
Thank you. Thank you.
Another track tonight from the trio Puma, Øystein Moen, Stian Vesterhus and Gard Nielsen. Bison Woven was the title of the track. The CD is called Half Nelson Courtship. And they followed on from Guy Sraz and Sandeep Chatterjee, recorded at this year's Bhaja Gaja Festival in India. Now another band from the Czech Republic. This is Tara Fuki.
Divnou dobu, kdy noci nás provází. If a man he don't labour, how can he get bread? I will sing and make merry with all. It was of two young brethren, born. It was of two young brethren born. One he was a shepherd and a tender of sheep. The other a planter of corn. We will rile it, we will tile it through mud and through clay. Seedsman his corn for to sow, and the harrow to rake it in row. There is April, there is May, there's June and July. What a pleasure it is for to see the corn grow. In August we will reap it, we will cut sheaf and bind it, and go down with our scythes for to mow. And after we have reaped it of every sheaf, and gathered up every ear, with a drop of good beer, boys, and a heart full of cheer, we will bid them another good year. Our barns they are full, our fields they are clear. Good health to our master and friends. We will make no more to do, but we'll plough and we'll sow, and provide for the very next year.
Shirley and Dolly Collins then, a rather thought-provoking song, Two Brethren. And before that, another duo, Mike Adcock and Sylvia Hallett, with their selection of Lentils, Saws and Bicycle Wheels. That comes from their recent, hugely inventive collaboration called Reduced. And first of all, their Czech girl band Tara Fuki. Another revelation at this year's Nut Jazz Festival in Bergen was a trio called Needlepoint. Now, the drummer is a familiar name here on Late Junction, Thomas Sternen, with the legendary guitarist Björn Klarklegg and bassist Nikolai Eilertsen. It was definitely the feel-good gig of the festival for me. Here's a track from their CD, The Woods Are Not What They Seem. It's a track called Eyes Shut.
Thank you.
trio Needlepoint and Eyes Shut from their CD The Woods Are Not What They Seem. More from the duo of Mike Adcock and Sylvia Hallett coming up, but first another duo. This is Sissel Endresen and Booger Vesseltoft and Truth.
Truth
may soften the impact of life, and so with truth I make my compromise, I make my compromise, I make my compromise. So truth.
Notched Like Harps, the title of that track from Mike Adcock and Sylvia Hallett. And they followed on from Sissel Endresen and Booker Vesseltoft and a number called Truth. Now, Roger is my producer this week here on Late Junction, and he and I usually have opposing football team loyalties. But just at the moment, we're happy to agree about choosing music from South Africa. This is the Lusanda Spiritual Group. Till tomorrow, good night.
This is BBC Radio 3, and I'm John Shea with Music Through the Night, piano music by Nielsen and Schumann to come a little bit later. But I'm going to begin this part of the programme with a concert that the Stavanger Symphony Orchestra gave in January 2008, at the start of the city's year as one of the European capitals of culture, alongside Liverpool. John Sturgaw is the conductor, and Merseyside's own Stephen Hough joins them in a quarter of an hour for Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto. Otherwise, the programme is a Scandinavian one, Nielsen's Fifth Symphony to end with, and first, this orchestral fantasy inspired by Romeo and Juliet. The composer was a friend and contemporary of Grieg, Johann Svensson.